First, we have to find some trees. We drive for almost 2 hours, half of it on a dirt road, and see nothing but sagebrush. Justin DeRose chose this spot from aerial photos and doesn't actually know if the trees here are any good. By any good, he means a couple hundred years old and what he calls sensitive to changes in moisture. This sensitivity is expressed in good, clear rings. Whiter means wetter, and thinner means drier. We crossed the state line just north of Snowville, Utah, and now we're in Oneida County, Idaho. The road forks up a draw, and we drive into what turns into a small canyon. The east slope is a giant landslide of loose rocks, and there are some junipers way up high.
Look at that. There's totally some bigger stems.
We grab our equipment and head straight up the scree field. DeRose leads by leaps and bounds. He's carrying a heavy chainsaw up the slope. When we get to the top, it's spitting frozen precipitation and the wind is howling. It's hard to believe trees can live up here, rooted in this loose rock, for very long at all. DeRose has sampled trees all over the West. In general, Douglas fir, limber pine, and pinyon yield the best climate clues, but in this region, junipers are pretty much the only trees around.
It appears to be the best species in this region to help us characterize the historical variability in moisture in the hydroclimate.
Turns out we don't need the chainsaw. We have a much more refined tool, an increment borer. You don't need to kill trees to get tree ring samples. These aren't the big slabs of wood you see in museums. The increment borer is a long, thin metal straw. The samples that come out of the tree are thinner than a chopstick. The tree doesn't even know that part of it is missing.
How deep of a core do you need?
Well, we like to get as many rings as we can. I'm gonna go ahead and pull it. So just give it a turn or two, and then you're ready to extract it. So, bunch of bark, some rings. Looks like somewhere into the 1800s, 100, 150 years old.
The oldest sample we collect today is around 700 years old by DeRose's best guess. The dozens of cores collected from these junipers will go back to the lab at Utah State University to be prepped and dated by a machine that reads them by scanning them in like a barcode. They'll become part of a Western-wide tree census, and all of their climate data will become brushstrokes in the big picture of wet and dry in the West. But more than just a historical document, this picture is a window into the future. A window that water managers and city planners and legislators will be clamoring over each other to look through. Reporting for The Source on Utah Public Radio, I'm Jennifer Pemberton.